Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Mom guilt. Oh, the mom guilt. Have you ever experienced mom guilt? I think if you are a loving, caring mom who loves her kids, you have experienced mom guilt. I think we all have experienced mom guilt. Maybe you've experienced mom guilt for yelling. Maybe for wanting alone time away from your kids. Guilt for failing at being the mom your kids need. Guilt for hurting your kids in anger. Guilt for not being always available and meeting all your children's needs. Guilt for having your kids have cereal for dinner. Guilt for not being present and being on the phone too much. Guilt for going out with girlfriends and leaving the kids with your spouse. Guilt for not being enough for your kids. Guilt for allowing your kids to be on the screens too much while you take a nap. Guilt for working. Guilt for not providing for your family. Guilt for having a messy home. Guilt for your kids misbehaving. The point is, moms feel a lot of guilt. And it's strange because you don't ever hear about this term dad guilt. I'm sure they experience guilt, but it's not as prevalent as it is for moms. Women have this unrealistic expectation of themselves needing to be perfect and super moms, able to do it all, never lose their cool, perfect home, perfect kids, always home-cooked meals, always present and available. And the truth is that it's not possible. And we all know that, yet somehow we still desire it deep inside to be able to do it all. And we feel guilty for not being able to do it. So I wanted to touch on today for two types of guilt. And then I'll touch a little bit on shame. And I wanted to encourage you in the show notes, there's a free training that you can download and get access to, and it walks you step by step how to actually overcome destructive guilt and shame after experiencing mom rage episode with your kids. So it's specifically after you experience mom rage. But today we'll be just talking about two types of guilt and shame as well. So let's dive into guilt. And the first guilt I wanted to touch on is destructive guilt. So this is toxic guilt. This guilt does not serve you in any way, shape, or form. And it's actually your own negative self-talk that is stealing the joy of you being a mom. I'm sure the enemy feeds lies that contribute to destructive mom guilt, but a lot of it is coming from our own experiences and beliefs, what we believe is true about the situation. So destructive mom guilt is when you did not do anything wrong. It comes from comparison, sometimes feeling like you're not good enough or feeling like you are bad because you should be doing something else instead of what you're doing right now. For example, working mom guilt. You're not doing anything wrong by going to work, but you feel guilty that you're not spending time with your kids or that you should be doing something else. Or taking time for yourself. You feel guilty for having some alone time for yourself. You're not doing anything wrong. You just feel guilty that you should be spending time with your kids. So you didn't hurt anyone. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not sinful. You're just feeling guilty because of your own thoughts. Maybe some of them are lies from the enemy, but mostly are beliefs that you have experienced growing up that are not serving you. Things that you have learned from culture and from messages as you were growing up that created these beliefs, what you believe is true about the circumstance. And then that could create a guilty feeling when you are not lining up with that. So it's keeping you stuck. It's making you feel bad. It steals your joy out of life because anything you do, the guilt comes up. And it's your own negative self-talk that can be eliminated by shifting your beliefs about the circumstance. So how do you overcome this type of guilt? So the way you overcome this type of guilt is identify the belief, the thought that makes you feel guilty. For example, taking time for myself is selfish. It's a belief that you have formed over the years, over the messages you've heard from culture and maybe your own experiences. And then you ask yourself a question, am I actually doing anything wrong? Am I doing anything sinful, hurtful, destructive, unhelpful? No, you're not. Then that means you need to create a new belief. Taking time for myself to restore and replenish serves me and the whole family. I show up as a better mom because of that. So challenge that belief by creating a new affirming statement that is true, that is life-giving, and that is supportive for you in that situation. So that was the bad guilt, the toxic guilt, the guilt that is not serving you and not helping you grow into the person that you want to become. And now we're going to be talking about the good guilt. So what is good guilt? It is guilt that is convicting. That is from the Lord, and it is convicting you that what you did was wrong and sinful and that you need to make a change. It, for example, you were screaming at your kids, you said or did something hurtful, such as name calling or belittling them or throwing things or spanking in anger or pinching out of anger. If this is referring to anger stuff, since this is what this episode is about, you know what you did was wrong and that you need to make some changes. And it helps you understand that your actions are impacting others, that what you did was hurtful, and that you need to do something about this. This type of guilt is actually good. Why? Because it's telling you that you are not in alignment with who God is calling you to be and who you want to show up as a mom for your children. It motivates you to make some changes because what you were doing was actually destructive and sinful. And the conviction is from the Lord. It is gentle. It is loving. It is encouraging you to make some changes. It is not attacking you as an individual that you are bad. It's saying that what you did was bad. What you did was wrong. What you did was hurtful, and you need to make some changes. And now let me quickly touch on shame. So shame is not from God. It is not from the Lord. It is from the enemy. And it is inward facing. So a lot of negative self-talk. It tells you that you are a bad person. It tells you to keep secrets from others so others don't know who you really are. It creates distress, anxiety, fear. It leads to depression and maybe even isolation. You ask yourself questions and say things like, something is wrong with me. I'm such a terrible mom. You attack your own identity and self, that who you are as an individual is bad and wrong. So how does shame play out in your mind? It's telling you that you're a bad mom, that you're not meant to be one. No one should know what you have done. You want to hide what you did and said. It keeps the behaviors in silence, and that you want to avoid sharing it with anyone, and you avoid asking for forgiveness because the enemy wants to keep you in the shame. Shame destroys you from inside out. It attacks you as an individual. It tells you that you are a terrible person, that you are not meant to be a mom, that you will never be able to make any of these changes, that your kids will grow up to hate you. It leads you to hide, escape, avoid, and not share with anyone what you are struggling with. Shame keeps you in the dark. Those are lies from the enemy. It attacks you as yourself and your identity. So convicting guilt is actually good guilt because it's contributing to you to repent and make some changes and ask for forgiveness. God convicts you. He helps you understand what you did was sinful, wrong, and that you need to make changes. And then the toxic guilt is the negative self-talk from your old beliefs and comparison perspective. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything sinful. It's just your mind trying to tell you that you did. Friend, this is exactly where the enemy wants to keep you in shame. He does not want you to make any positive changes in your life. He wants you to feel stuck. He wants you to keep this in the dark, to tell you those lies that you're not meant to be a mom, that you're messing your kids up for life, for you to remain hopeless, that you are doomed to be a mom who's angry and yelling and screaming all the time. My beautiful, beautiful friend, I want to share something with you. You are meant for more. You are not meant to stay stuck where you are right now. Don't let the enemy speak those lies over you. You are capable, with God's help, making positive changes in your life and to step into that version of mom that you know that your kids need. The mom that wants to be. If you find yourself feeling reactive from morning till night, if you can't even look at yourself in the mirror because you've said so many hurtful things to your children, you screamed at them, you pinched them too hard, you grabbed their arm too hard, you overreacted, and you just can't figure out, what is wrong with me? Why am I always snapping left and right? Why do I never have any patience? And you really desire to make some positive changes in your life, and you are ready to create more peace and calm in your home, and you're ready to do whatever it takes, my friend, I want to invite you into my 12-week coaching program so then you can gift your kids a mama who is calm, patient, and grounded, and stable, and slow, and responsive. That mama who is lighthearted, that mama who is not stressed, who is not screaming and yelling at every turn, that mama that responds in God-honoring ways that she's truly proud of, that mama that shows up for her family in a way that she wants her kids to model. You have an opportunity to invest in yourself. Actually, it's not just in you. You are investing into your whole family. And investing in you is literally the best gift you can gift your children. All the tools that you get to learn in my coaching program, this is the stuff that you get to pass on to your kids and for generations to come. You and your life impacts so many people around you. You are your children's biggest teacher. You are literally the most important person to them in their lives. And you making these changes is going to impact your marriage. It's going to impact your relationship with your kids and everybody around you. The mamas that are in my coaching program, they are seeing so many transformations and how it's impacting others around them, and other people are noticing that they are becoming happier and lighthearted and more calm and patient, and they're actually saying positive things about it. My friend, if this is pulling at you, I want to invite you into my coaching container, 12-week coaching program, Calm Christian Mom. Scroll down in the show notes. There's a button to click, book a clarity call, and I cannot wait to connect with you. Friend, this is going to be the best investment you have ever made. And I also want to let you know, I have 100% money back guarantee. If you join my program and if you do not see the results after implementing all the things that I teach you and showing up for the calls and doing the homework assignments and checking in with me regularly, I will give you all your money back. Friend, you have nothing to lose. I am inviting you. And if this is pulling at you, there is a reason. And instead of telling yourself, I don't have the money, ask yourself, how can I come up with the money to invest into myself? Christmas is coming up. Grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles give you gifts. How about this year you ask for finances so you can invest into yourself? And this year, instead of spending a ton of money and a bunch of gifts that your kids are going to break in no time and forget about in a little bit, you invest those finances into you because you are the most influential person in your children's life. You are the most important person for them that makes a massive difference in how they feel and how they learn these tools and the skills. So my friend, my encouragement for you is to shift your perspective And instead of saying, I don't have the money to invest in myself, I don't have the time, shift it to, I find the time for things that matter to me. And how can I come up with the money? How can I be resourceful? What can I sell? What can I do to come up with the money to invest into myself? Because this matters. And this will change my life and my children's life. And what if this is the best investment that I will ever make into myself? So those are some food for thought, my friend. If this is pulling at you, if this is calling your heart, and you're ready to make transformational changes in your life and in your motherhood and in your family, the next step is to book a clarity call. Use the link in the show notes to book a call with me, apply for my coaching program, and then you and I on that call are going to decide if this is the best next step for you. And if it's not, I will direct you in a different direction. And until next time. Hi friend, did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.